Imagine you're on an airplane. The low, powerful drone of the jet engines is a constant physical presence. It's not just a sound. You can feel the vibration in your seat, in your bones. Around you, a baby is crying a few rows back. People are talking, and the flight attendant is making an announcement over the intercom. It's a chaotic soup of noise. You take out your headphones, slip them over your ears, and with the press of a single button, the world fundamentally changes. The roar of the engines doesn't just get quieter, it vanishes. The constant pressure of the noise lifts, replaced by a bubble of near-perfect silence. It feels like magic. How can a device create silence, not by blocking sound, but by actively erasing it? How can you add something to the air to create nothing? Welcome back to How Does That Work? In today's episode, we're diving into the incredible physics and clever engineering behind one of the most satisfying pieces of modern technology, noise-cancelling headphones. The story of noise-cancelling headphones doesn't begin in a high-tech lab or a recording studio, but on a long flight from Zurich to Boston in 1978. The passenger was Dr. Amar Bose, a professor of electrical engineering at MIT and the founder of the audio company Bose Corporation. Back then, airlines were just beginning to offer in-flight audio entertainment, and he was excited to try out the new electronic headphones provided by the airline. But his excitement quickly turned to disappointment. The roar of the jet engines was so overwhelming that the sound coming from the headphones was a distorted, barely audible mess. The foam cups did almost nothing to block the powerful low-frequency hum that filled the cabin. For most people, this would have just been a minor annoyance on a long flight. But for Dr. Bose, an expert in acoustics and sound, it was a fascinating engineering problem. Frustrated, he put the headphones down and asked a flight attendant for a napkin. He began to wonder if there was a better way. Instead of trying to physically block the noise, which is very difficult to do with low-frequency sounds, what if you could create an anti-noise to cancel it out? He spent the rest of the flight sketching out the fundamental equations and concepts for a system that would use a microphone and an electronic circuit to create an inverted sound wave. The idea of active noise reduction was born right there, thousands of feet in the air, on the back of a napkin. When he landed, he immediately set up a research program at his company to build a working prototype. But the idea was far ahead of the technology of the day. It was one thing to write the equations on a napkin, but it was an entirely different challenge to create electronics that were fast enough, small enough, and powerful enough to listen, process, and generate the anti-noise in real time. It took nearly a decade of intense research and development to turn that in-flight idea into a functional product. The very first noise-cancelling headsets weren't sold to music lovers in stores. They were created for pilots. In 1986, two pilots, Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager, wore prototype Bose headsets when they made the first non-stop flight around the world. For pilots, the constant drone of the propellers and engines wasn't just annoying. It was a serious safety hazard that could cause permanent hearing damage and make it difficult to hear crucial instructions from air traffic control. The Bose headsets were a game changer, protecting their hearing and ensuring clear communication throughout their record-breaking 9-day journey. For many years, this technology remained a specialized, expensive tool used primarily in aviation and the military. It wasn't until the year 2000, after the electronics had become much smaller and more efficient, that the first consumer version, the Bose Quiet Comfort headphones, was released, finally bringing that bubble of personal silence Dr. Bose had imagined on his flight decades earlier to everyday people. To understand this technology, we first have to understand what sound actually is. Sound isn't a thing that flies through the air like a tiny baseball. It's a wave of pressure. When a guitar string vibrates or a person speaks, they are pushing air molecules together and then pulling them apart, creating a chain reaction that travels through the air. Imagine dropping a pebble into a perfectly still pond. You see ripples or waves spreading out from the center. Each wave has a high point, called a crest, and a low point, called a trough. A sound wave is just like that, but in three dimensions and traveling through the air. The crests are moments of high air pressure, and the troughs are moments of low air pressure. Your eardrum is so sensitive that it can detect these tiny changes in pressure, and your brain interprets them as sound. Now, what happens if you drop two pebbles into the pond at the same time? their waves will interact. If the crest of one wave meets the crest of another wave, they join together to create an even bigger crest. This is called constructive interference. It's like two people pushing a swing at the same time to make it go higher. In the world of sound, this makes the noise louder. But what if the crest of one wave meets the trough of another? The high point and the low point cancel each other out, and for a brief moment, the water becomes perfectly flat. This is the magic trick we're looking for. It's called destructive interference. You've created a flat, calm spot in the water by adding a second wave. Noise-cancelling headphones are masters of destructive interference. They are essentially engaged in a constant high-speed battle against the sound waves trying to reach your ears. Here's how they do it. First, a tiny microphone is mounted on the outside of each headphone cup. This microphone's only job is to listen to the outside world, capturing the constant drone of that airplane engine or the hum of an air conditioner. It instantly sends a digital copy of that sound wave to a small but powerful computer chip inside the headphones. This chip is the brain of the operation. In less than a millisecond, it analyzes the incoming sound wave. It sees its exact shape, where its crests are and where its troughs are. Then it performs an incredible feat of audio gymnastics. It generates a brand new sound wave that is the perfect opposite, a mirror image, of the outside noise. This new wave, often called an anti-noise or anti-sound wave, is precisely engineered so that its crests line up perfectly with the troughs of the engine's drone, and its troughs line up with the crests. Finally, a small speaker inside the headphone cup plays this newly created anti-noise wave directly into your ear. At the exact same moment, the real sound of the engine drone is also making its way to your ear. Right at your eardrum, the two waves meet. The crest of the engine noise meets the trough of the anti-noise. The trough of the engine noise meets the crest of the anti-noise. And just like the waves in the pond, they cancel each other out. The result is silence. The headphone hasn't blocked the sound. It has scientifically dismantled it just before it could be heard, by fighting sound with sound. This is why it works best on constant low-frequency sounds. They are predictable, making it easy for the chip to create a perfect anti-noise wave. Sudden, sharp sounds like a clap or a shout are too quick and unpredictable for the system to react perfectly, which is why you might still hear them, even with the best headphones on. It might seem like all noise-cancelling headphones do the same thing, but under the hood, engineers use a few different recipes to achieve that quiet. The biggest difference comes down to one simple but crucial decision. Where do you place the microphone that listens to the noise? The answer to that question creates three main flavors of active noise cancellation: feed forward, feedback, and the ultimate combination, hybrid. Each one has its own unique strengths and weaknesses, and understanding them is the key to knowing why some headphones perform better than others. The first and most straightforward approach is called feed forward noise cancellation. In this design, the microphone is placed on the outside of the headphone cup, facing the world. Think of it like a lookout guard on a castle wall. Its job is to spot the enemy, the incoming sound waves, before they ever reach the castle gate, which in this case is your ear. Because it hears the noise first, it gives the internal computer chip a precious head start to create the anti-noise signal. This system is generally very good at reducing noise in a broad range of frequencies, especially in the mid-range, like the hum of a refrigerator or the chatter in an office. The downside is that this external mic can be sensitive to things like wind, which can cause a whooshing sound, and it can't correct for any sound that might leak in if the headphones don't fit your head perfectly. The second approach flips this idea on its head and is known as feedback noise cancellation. Here, the microphone is placed on the inside of the ear cup, right next to the speaker that plays your music. Instead of being a lookout, this microphone is more like a quality control inspector inside your ear. It listens to the exact mix of sound that you are hearing, the music, the anti-noise signal, and any outside noise that has managed to leak past the padding. This allows it to constantly adjust and self-correct, making it particularly powerful against low-frequency rumbles, like on a bus or train. The main weakness is that it's not as effective on higher-pitched sounds, because by the time the internal mic hears them, they are already at your eardrum, giving the system very little time to react. This brings us to the third and most advanced method, hybrid noise cancellation. As the name suggests, it's the best of both worlds. Hybrid systems use two microphones for each ear cup, one on the outside and one on the inside. You have the lookout guard and the quality control inspector working together as a team. The external feed-forward mic detects the ambient noise, while the internal feedback mic monitors what you're actually hearing and corrects for any errors or leaked sounds. By combining the strengths of both systems, Hybrid ANC can suppress a much wider range of frequencies with far greater accuracy. This powerful dual microphone approach is more complex and expensive to build, which is why you almost always find it in the most premium, top-of-the-line noise-cancelling headphones on the market. While noise-cancelling headphones can feel like a magical off-switch for the world, the silence they create is never absolute. The reason for this lies in the immense difficulty of the task they're trying to accomplish. To achieve perfect total silence, the headphones would need to create an anti-noise wave that is a mathematically perfect, instantaneous, and complete mirror image of the incoming sound. In the messy, unpredictable real world, achieving this level of perfection is virtually impossible. The challenge breaks down into three main areas: the speed of the electronics, the exact shape of the sound wave, and the physical seal of the headphones on your head. First, let's talk about speed. The process of listening, analyzing, and producing the anti-noise happens so fast it feels instant, but it still takes a tiny amount of time, a few millionths of a second. For a low, rumbling sound like the drone of a plane engine, this delay doesn't matter much. Those sound waves are long and slow-moving, so even with a tiny delay, the anti-noise wave can still be generated in time to line up almost perfectly and cancel them out. But sudden, high-pitched sounds are a different story. A dog's bark or the clatter of a plate is made of very short, fast-moving waves. By the time the headphones processor has figured out the shape of that sound, the sound itself has already passed by or changed, and the anti-noise arrives a split second too late to be effective. It's like trying to hit a speeding bullet with another bullet. If your timing is off by the tiniest fraction, you miss. Next, there's the challenge of creating a perfect mirror image. This means matching two key properties: amplitude and phase. Amplitude is basically the wave's height, which we perceive as volume. If the incoming noise wave has a crest that's a certain height, the anti-noise wave must have a trough that is the exact same depth. If it's even slightly too shallow or too deep, the cancellation won't be complete, and you'll hear a faint residual sound. Phase is the timing of the wave. The anti-noise must be a perfect 180-degree opposite. Think of it as a perfectly synced opposite dance partner. If it's even a tiny bit out of sync, the two waves won't completely flatten each other out. For a simple, repeating engine hum, this is manageable. But a human voice is an incredibly complex mix of hundreds of different waves at once, and creating a perfect opposite version of that chaos in real time is a monumental task for the small chip in your headphones. Finally, there's the simple reality of the physical world. The most advanced hybrid noise cancellation system can be defeated by a bad fit. Sound waves don't just wait politely to be processed by the microphone. They will find any path they can to get to your eardrum. If there are small gaps between the headphone cushions and your head, caused by your hair, wearing glasses, or just the shape of your head, sound will leak in. This is why the passive noise isolation from the padded cups is still so important. The imperfection of noise cancellation isn't a failure of the technology, but rather a testament to the incredible complexity of sound itself, and it makes the level of quiet we can achieve even more impressive. Our experience of hearing doesn't end at the eardrum. It's an intricate partnership between our ears, which act as sophisticated microphones, and our brain, which is the supercomputer that processes all the incoming data. This field of study, called psychoacoustics, explores how our brains interpret sound and create our perception of the world. It turns out that when you use technology to fundamentally alter the soundscape, like with noise-cancelling headphones, you can sometimes create strange effects that reveal just how much work our brain is doing behind the scenes. The most common of these is the weird feeling of pressure, or eardrum suck, that some people notice when they first turn on the feature. That strange sensation isn't an actual change in air pressure. The headphones aren't creating a tiny vacuum on your head. Instead, what you're likely experiencing is your brain's reaction to the sudden and complete absence of low-frequency noise. From the moment we're born, we are surrounded by a constant bath of this sound. The hum of the electrical grid, the rumble of distant traffic, the whir of a fan, the drone of an air conditioner. This forms the permanent, unnoticed soundtrack to our lives, and our brain is so accustomed to it that it learns to simply ignore it. When you switch on active noise cancellation, that entire layer of sound that has always been there is instantly erased. Your brain, which was actively filtering out that hum, suddenly detects its absence. This abrupt and unnatural shift in your auditory environment can confuse the brain, which sometimes interprets the feeling of something missing as a change in pressure, similar to the feeling you get when an airplane takes off. Another contributing factor could be the anti-noise wave itself. While its purpose is to cancel other sounds, it is still a very real physical sound wave being pumped into the sealed space of the ear cup. It's a very low frequency sound that is perfectly out of phase with the outside world, so you don't consciously hear it. However, some researchers believe that for people with particularly sensitive ears, the delicate mechanisms of the inner ear might still physically react to this intense low frequency vibration, even if it doesn't register as a typical sound. This subtle, unheard pressure on the eardrum could add to that feeling of fullness or pressure inside your head. For the vast majority of people, this is a temporary sensation. The human brain is incredibly adaptable. After wearing the headphones for a few minutes or a few hours, your brain adjusts to this new normal of quiet. It learns that this new, silent baseline is safe and stops sending the confusing pressure signals. The feeling fades away as your brain recalibrates its understanding of the environment. It's a fascinating first-hand example of the constant invisible work your brain is doing to interpret reality, and a reminder that what we hear is just as much about psychology and perception as it is about the physics of sound waves.